Good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Sadi. We are holding on daf Peites and Beis Tanu Rabbanan Navi Shehidiach. Six lines from the end of the page. Last words on the line are Rabbi Shimon. Today's shiur is sponsored once again by Dr. David Lander and honor his wife and children, and Lila Nishmas's mother, Golda Vasimcha LaShalom, as well as by Daniel Sadian, for the success of Klal Yisrael in these times, and Hatzlacha for our soldiers and our captives, they should return home safely. We thank both sponsors very, very much for these sponsorships. So the first thing we're going to discuss as we finish up the 10th parak, Eluein HaNechnakin, is we're going to talk about the Onesh for a Navi Sheker, as well as for the Madiche Irani Dachas. And then the Gemara is going to have two different opinions about how much of a change a person has to be making to the mitzvos HaTorah or to the Isra of Avodah Zarah in order to be chayiv as a navi sheker. So we're going to have two approaches, and we're going to have a brisa that we're going to try to fit in with each approach. The Gemara is then going to discuss, and what if a navi sheker performs a miracle? Is that even a possibility that Hashem is going to give him shlita over nature, that he'll be able to perform a miracle? And then at the very end of the parak, the Gemara is going to have a very brief discussion about how we know that if a person, if people are Edom Zomim about a Bas Kohen Uboela, that they get his Onesh of Chenek and not her Onesh of Sreifa. And then we will begin, Bez Hashem, the final Perek of Masech Sanhedrin, Perek Chelek. No excuse not to have a Siyum on Erev Pesach this year. So Perek Chelek, we're going to have the groups and individuals who are Ein Lahem Chelek Li Olam Haba. The categories of people as well as individual people historically who are Ein Lahem Chelek Li Olam Haba. The Gemara is then going to discuss how we know that Hashem punishes in a Mida Keneged Mida kind of way. And then pretty much the entire Rambam going into tomorrow's daf is going to be discussion about Tchias HaMeis. How do I know that there is such a concept of Tchias HaMesim in HaTorah and various conversations relating to Tchias HaMesim? So let's begin. Again, Peites and Beis, six lines from the bottom of the page. Tanu Rabbanan, Navi Sheidiach B'Skila. A Navi says, B'Shem Hashem, that you should do Avodah Zarah, is Chayiv Skila. Rabbi Shimon over B'Chenek. Rabbi Shimon says, no, not Skila, Chenek. Medich Erani Dachas, people who cause residents of Erani Dachas to do Avodah Zarah, B'Skila. Rabbi Shimon Omer B'Chenek. So double machlokas. A Navi Shidiach and Madich Erani Dachas. The Chum say in both cases it's Skila. Rabbi Shimon says in both cases it's Chenek. So Navi Shidiach B'Skila, my time at the Rabbanan. Where did the Rabbanan get the idea that you're going to be Chayiv Skila if you're Madiach? Binyan Shlomo raises the question. The Chara, Navi Shidiach is B'Skila because the Mesis is B'Skila. So there's no reason to assume that a Navi should be less, meaning if you're a regular Mesis is B'Skila. So because you happen to be a Navi who's being Mesis, you're going to get less than Skila. So he says the question is really, why did the Torah have to identify a Navi Sheidiach separately in separate psukim, if not to say that he gets a different onesh? So that's why the Chachamim needed drasha to overcome the fact that the Torah could have just relied on the psukim about Mesis, and that Mesis is Biskila. Why does it have an extra pasuk? So the implication is that it has an extra pasuk about a Navi Sheidiach. Tell me that he doesn't get Skila. So how do I know Itaka does get Skila? Asya Adacha mimesis, because the term adacha is used both by a Navi Shediach and by a mesis. Malalam b'skila, afkan b'skila. So just like a mesis gets skila, Navi Shediach does as well. Rabbi Shimon, misa k'siv, v'beim kol misa v'ur b'tor stam in el chenek. No, it just says a stam misa throughout the Torah is always chenek. What about the other machlokas? Medich er nidachas b'skila my time the Rabban. Where did the Rabban get the idea that medich er nidachas gets skila? So gamri adacha adacha. They derive adacha that it says by medich er nidachas, Omi Mesis, Omi Navi Shediach. And they can derive it from either of the other categories, either from Mesis or a Navi Shediach, because both of those get Skila too. For Rabbi Shimon, Gamar Adach Adach Minavi. And Rabbi Shimon will say, no, we learn about Madich Erni Dachas from a Navi. And I hold, Rabbi Shimon says, that a Navi Shediach is Chenek. And therefore Madich Erni Dachas are also B'Chenek. But V'ligmar Mimesis, why does Rabbi Shimon learn Navi Shediach, Madich Erni Dachas from a Navi Shediach? Why doesn't he learn it from Mesis where it's Skila? So it says, Mar done in Mesis Rabbim, me Mesis Rabbim. I'd learned the Gezerah Shavah that links the two things where you lead the Rabbim astray, like by an Irani Dachas and a Navi Shediach, vein done in Mesis Rabbim, me Mesis Yach. I'm not going to learn about an Irani Dachas from a Mesis who only leads an individual astray to do bad things. So that's why I'm going to learn it from a Navi Shediach. Well, is a Navi Shediach only about a Mesis Rabim, but what if a Navi is Madiach an individual? Isn't it the same thing? How do I know that a Navi Shidiach is even about a Mesis Rabim? So the Binyan Shlomo points out that the Psukim describe Nelcha v'Navda Elohim Acherim Asholi Yadatem. It's Belashon Rabim. By Mesis also, Nelcha v'Navda Elohim Acherim Asholi Yadata. It's by Navi Shidiach, it's Asholi Yadatem. That you plural didn't know. By Mesis, it's Asher Lo Yadata B'Lashon Yachid. So that's why we assume that Navi Sheidiach is referring to a Rabbim. So frankly, Gemara, but Adrabba, done in Hedyot me Hedyot, vein done in Hedyot me Navi. I would say we should learn a non-Navi from a non-Navi, so I should learn Medich Eir Nidachas from a Mesis, and I should not learn Medich Eir Nidachas from a Navi, which is a different category of a person. Rabbi Shimon, Kibon Sheidiach, in the Chayadiot Gadol Mizeh. No, he's being Madiach. He's not a Navi. There's no bigger Hedyot than a person who's being Madiach other people. So you cannot say that he's in this loftier category called Navi. Okay, Amar Rav Chista. So now on the top of Tzadi Amar Rav. Machlokas Ba'okar Aguf Ta'avodus Chavim. The Machlokas between the Chum and Rabbi Shimon, whether a Navi Sheidiach is Chayiv Skila or Chenek, is only when he's a Navi Sheker that is saying that Hashem told us to be Mevatel Yisrael Avodah Zarah entirely. So then the Chum say that he's going to be Chayiv Skila, and they derive the Gzeir Shava to learn that he's Chayiv Skila. V'kiyum Miktas Ubitul Miktas Davodus Chavim. And if he says that you should only be Mevatel part of the Yisrael Avodah Zarah, Drachmana Omar, where the Torah says by that mina derech, so it sounds like afilu miktsas derech, even if he undoes some of it. Aval, okar aguf deshar mitzvos, but if he removes the entirety of a different mitzvah outside of avodah zarah, divrei hakol, then even the chum would say bechenek, that he's going to get chenek and not skila, because the onus of a navi that is okar other mitzvos is derived from the pasuk acha navi asher yozel the daber davar bishmias asher lo tzivisiv the daber umeis hanaviyahu. It just talks about misa stam, so misa stam is chenek. Kiyum mitzvos ubitul mitzvos deshar mitzvos. Divrei hakol pater. And if he suggests about other mitzvos to keep some of the details of the mitzvah and to undo other details of the mitzvah, then he's not going to be chayiv misa at all. He's not even going to be chayiv chenek, because the pasuk says ach hanavi asher yazil daber davar b'shmi. So we learn davka. He says a davar. Davar means davar shalim. Davar v'lo chatzi davar. If he says a chatzi davar, then he's not going to be chayiv misa at all. So masiv Rav Amnuna. Rav Amnuna challenges Rav Chista. It says in the pasuk about a navi sheidiach laleches. It says kidivers oladiach menadar chesuf Hashem elokecha laleches ba. So from the phrase laleches ba, we darshin zom mitzvah sasei ba zom mitzvah lo sasei. So if we're talking about someone who's madiach to be, violate a mitzvah, say a mitzvah lo sasei, but v'isal g'dayt b'avod z'chavim. But if you're going to say that the whole parsha of Navi Sheidiach is only about avod zara, asei b'avod z'chavim, mechim shkachsa. Where do you find the mitzvah sasei that relates to avod zara? Lots of lo saseis, lots of things you can't do. Where's the mitzvah sasei by avod zara? So tigrim Rav Chista v'nitatzdem. Rav Chista says that's easy. The pasuk says v'nitatzdem es mizbuchosam. You're supposed to destroy the mizbuchos to avod zara. So that is the shita of Rav Chista. Rav Hamnuna Rav Hamnuna says, no, I disagree. Machlokas, the machlokas between the Chum and Rabbi Shimon about a Navi Sheidiach, whether he's b'skil or b'chenek, is ba'okar aguf bein b'avod z'chavim bein b'shar mitzvos. Is going to apply when you uproot an entire mitzvah, whether it be avod zarah or whether it be any mitzvah. V'kiyum mitzvos u'bitul mitzvah avod z'chavim. And they also disagree if he uproots part of the details of avod zarah. D'rachmana Amar mina derech afilu mitzvos derech. Aval, kiyum mitzvos u'bitul mitzvos to b'shar mitzvos. Divrei hakol pater. But if he's kiyum, if he uproots part of another mitzvah, then everyone's going to say he's pater from misa. He's even pater from chenek. Now, even though according to Rav Hamnuna, the parsha of Navi Sheidiach is talking about shar mitzvos as well, and therefore oker kol aguf is chayiv skilo according to the chamim, even by shar mitzvos, but still the ikar parsha is about Avodah Zarah, because it starts with Nel Chavinavda Elohim Acherim. So Shar Mitzvos we only derive from Loleches Ba, right? Loleches is Mitzvah Sasei, Ba is Mitzvah Lo Sasei. So since the words Min HaDerech, where we darshan Afilu Mixas Derech, comes before the phrase Loleches Ba, so Rav Amnuna says, yeah, Mixas Derech only applies to the Avodah Zarah part of it. It doesn't apply to the Loleches Ba part of it, which we have not yet learned up to this point. That is how that's how Rashi seems to explain. So now says the Gemara, Tan Rabban, we have a brisa that says as follows: whose shita is this brisa going to fit with? Hamisnavi lakor davar Torah chayiv. If a person is misnave to be oker davar Torah, is chayiv misa. Lekayim mitzvus levatel mitzvus. If he's misnave to undo part of a mitzvah min Torah, Rabbi Shimon poter. Rabbi Shimon says he's going to be poter. Ubavodos kolchavim. And if he's madiach people to Avodah Zarah, afilu omer ayom ibdua lemachar bitlua. Even if he says just to the Avodah Zarah today, and then tomorrow be mevatel the Avodah Zarah, which means a bitl mitzvah and a kiyum mitzvah, divrei kol chayiv. Then everyone's going to say that he's chayiv misa. So Abayi savrla krav chista mitarzo krav chista. Abayi says, oh, that price is going like the first opinion, like Rav Chista, and I'll show you how that's true. Rava savrla krav nuna mitarzo krav hamnuna. Rava says, no, that price is going like Rav Hamnuna, and I'll show you how that's true, how that's going like Rav Hamnuna. So let's see. Abayi savrla krav chista mitarzo krav chista. Abayi says that the whole thing's going like Rav Chista, and he teaches up the brisa to be in accordance with Rav Chista as follows: Hamisnabe lakor davar min haTorah. If a person is misnabe to be oker something entirely min haTorah outside of Avodah Zarah in any other mitzvah from the Torah, divrei hakol bechenek. Everyone agrees you chayiv chenek. L'kayim mitzvos levatel mitzvos. If he's uprooting part of one of the other mitzvos of the Torah, Rabbi Shimon poter. Rabbi Shimon says you're poter from misa. V'odin Rabbanan, and the Rabbanan will also poter. Meaning the Brisa had said Rabbi Shimon poter. So the way Abayi is touching it up is, yeah, and of course the Rabbanan also will be poter. U'ba'avodos chavim, when it comes to someone who's misnavi to be oker the Yisra of Avodah Zarah, afilu amar yom evdu al-mochar betulua, even if he says be oker mikzas, do the Avodah Zarah today, be mvatl tomorrow, chayiv, he's going to be chayiv. What's he going to be chayiv? Well, Markadislay. Chum will say skila, Rabbi Shimon will say chenek. The Brisa doesn't elaborate on what he's chayiv. So that leaves it up to interpretation and leaves it up to machlokas between the Chum and Rabbi Shimon. That's how Abaye teaches the Brisa. Rava Savala Krav Amnuna, Matarzo Krav Amnuna. Rava reads the Brisa, assumes the Brisa is following Rav Amnuna, and reads the Brisa in accordance with Rav Amnuna as follows. Hamisnavi lakor davar min haTorah. If a person is misnavi to be oker davar min haTorah, bein bavos bein b'shar mitzvos, whether it be about Avodah Zarah, whether it be about anything else, chayiv, he's going to be chayiv misa. Which misa is he going to be chayiv? Well, mark it this way. The Chum will say skila, and Rabbi Shimon will say chenek. But if it's l'kayim mitzvos l'vatal mitzvos, if it's to uproot part of a mitzvah from the Torah, so then b'shar mitzvos Rabbi Shimon poter. If it's other mitzvos of the Torah outside of Avodah Zarah, Rabbi Shimon says poter. V'u adin l'rabbanan, and the Rabbanan would also say you're poter from misa. U'b'avodos chavim, if he's misnavi to be mvatal mitzvos by Avodah Zarah, afilu omer yom mivdua l'machar betlua chayiv. Even if he says today I want you to be ovated and tomorrow be mevatal the Avodah Zarah, you're going to be chayiv misa. Which misa? Mark it this way. Each one, l'shitaso. Fine, period. That's the end of that discussion about what exactly a Navi Sheker has to be oker in order to be subject to this machlokas between the Chachamim and Rabbi Shimon about whether he gets skila or whether he gets chenet. Now the Gemara discusses, and what if a Navi Sheker performs miracles? So Amar Rabbi Yavoah, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Bakol im yom l'cha Navi avar al divrei Torah. With all the mitzvahs of the Torah, if someone who's muchzak as a Navi tells you to start violating the dinim in the Torah, shemalo, you should listen to him, chutz me'avodos k'chavim, unless he tells you to do Avodah Zarah. Meaning, this is talking about Hora Asha'a. If he tells you temporarily, today, violate mitzvah X, Y, or Z, you listen to him because he's a Navi and you know him to be a Navi. But if he tells you to violate Avodah Zarah, you absolutely do not listen to him. And Sha'afilu mamlu chachama ba'em tzarekiya al tishmalo. Even if he performs a miracle and he stops the sun in its tracks in the middle of the sky, Do not listen to him. Anyone who's telling you to do Avodah Zarah, that is a sure sign that he's a Navi Sheker. Tanya Rabbi Yosef Glili Omer, Igiya Torah L'sof Daita Shal Avodos Kol Chavim. The Torah knows how far the Koach of the Nevi'e Avodah Zarah is, that Hashem gave them the Koach to make to use Kishuf to make miracles, to do things that are supernatural. L'fichach Nos Torah Mem Shalaba. That's why the Torah says Beferush that they have this ability to make Movsim, and the Torah says that there's going to be a Navi in Ba'o Osfa, Mofes, Asher Dibre Elecha Le'mar, Nelcha Achrei Elohim Acherim. He's going to make an Os, he's going to make a Mofes, he's going to tell you we should follow Elohim Acherim. Sha'afilu Mamlucha Chama Bem Tzorekiya Al Tishmalo. And that's to tell you, don't worry, even if he does a miracle, yes, Hashem knows that he can do it. Hashem gave him the power to do that, but do not listen to him. That's how Rashi reads this Gemara, that since Hashem gave them the power using Kishuf to make miracles, the Torah tells you, don't worry about those miracles, do not listen to him. Rashi on Chumash says something further. Rashi on Chumash in Sefer Devarim and Parak Yud Gimel, Pasuk Beis, says that that the reason Hashem gave them the ability to make miracles is to test us, to make sure that to see if we're going to be drawn by the miracles, if we're going to listen to the Ovdei Avodah Zarah. So it's Los Ishmael Divrei Anaviyahu, because Ki Menasa Hashem Elokeichem Eschem Lodas Hayeshchem Oavim Es Hashem. Hashem wants to know, are you Oiv Hashem? So that's why Hashem gave them the ability to do miracles, in order to test us. That's what Rabbeinu Chananel writes over here as well. He thinks that's the point the Gemara is making. Not just reminding us that they have the ability to do miracles, not to do it, but the why. Why do they have the ability to do miracles? It's to test us. Rabbeinu Chananel says, L'fichach nitna ha-Torah memshala ba, l'man ki u'menasa oschatz, because Hashem is testing you. Tanya, Amar Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva comments about this whole idea of a Navi Sheker performing miracles. Chas v'shalom, Shakadosh Baruch Hu ma'amid chama lo'ovrei ritzono. There's no way someone is going against the will of Hakadosh Baruch Hu and Hashem is going to allow the sun to stand in its place. El kagon Chananya ben Azur. It must be that the Torah is talking about someone like Chananya ben Azur, shemitchilas a Navi Emes, who initially started his career as a Navi Emes, ulbesof Navi Sheker. Even a Navi, still has bechir chavshus and he could still go off the derech. So he became a Navi Sheker. So the Torah tells you that even if in the past you remember mofsim that this person made, but today he's telling you that Ahorah Shah to do Avodah Zarah, don't listen to him. What about the mofsim he made in the past? In the past, he may have been a Navi MS, but now he's a Navi Sheker, and therefore you shouldn't listen to him. Okay, so just to finish off the parak, the Mishnah had said, Vizom me bas kohen. Who else is chayiv chenek? If people made them zomin about a bas kohen u boala. So the bas kohen is chayiv shreifa, the boala is chayiv chenek. What do the zomin get? They get chenek. So minan imili, how do I know they get chenek and not shreifa? So I'm Ravach, Breid Ravika, Ditanya, we have a brisa that darshins. Rabbi Yossi, Omer Mat, Tamalo, Mar Basisam, Lo Kasher, Zomim, Lasos, Liachiv. Why does the pasuk have to say specifically Lasos, Liachiv, that you give what he tried to do to his brother, Levi Shekola? Most other bi'ilos asuros in the Torah, both the man and the woman get the same misa. But bas kohen, he b'sreifa vein ba'al b'sreifa. A bas kohen that's mezana, she is be'ish tisareif, the Torah says. She's chayiv sreifa, but the ba'al only gets chedek. So now I'm in a pickle, because eini yodea im lo hukshu. Now I know, v'asisim lo kashazom im lasos, but kashazom lasos to who? To him or to her? So kshomer lasos liachiv, liachiv lalachos. So that's the gzeres hakasuv, that we do kashazom, what he tried to do to him, and not what he tried to do to her, and therefore they get chedek, and they're not going to get shreifa. Hadron alach eluin and nechnakin. Now we begin the 11th and final parak of Masech Sanhedrin, Parak Chelek. So Parak Chelek, there's actually machlokes rishonim whether it's the 11th parak or the 10th parak. Rashi over here seems to clearly indicate that it belongs as the last parak, as it appears in Shas Bavli, because the Rashi explains that first the Tana wanted to go through all the Dalet Mises Pesin, and then once it goes through all the Dalet Mises Pesin, it says, and there are some people that are even worse than those who are Chayiv Dalet Mises Pesin, and that is those who don't even have a Chelek in Olam Haba. And because everyone up until this point were Chayiv Mises Pesin, but at least they get a Chelek in Olam Haba. Now we're talking about people who don't even get a Chelek in Olam Haba. The Yad Ramah and the Ran, however, and other Rishonim hold that this parak is really the 10th parak of Sanhedrin, belongs after Velu and Nisrafin, and that's the way it appears in the Yerushalmi. The Marshal just points out that there's a girsa in some Svarim within Rashi, Kol Yisrael Yeshem Chelik Lol Mabba is not from the Tana of the Mishnah. That's Staman Agada, that was added on later. Meaning the subject of the first Mishnah of Perichelik is, if you were to summarize what the subject is, it is not about Kol Yisrael Yeshem Chelik Lol Mabba. It's about all those who don't have a chelik in Olam Haba. But to start a parak on such a negative tone, so the Marshal says, someone later on added in, Kol Yisrael Yeshem Chelik Olam Haba, you can make a nice song, and it sounds like a cheerful parak, but it's really very, very depressing. So that's how the Marshal writes. So anyway, Kol Yisrael Yeshem Chelik Olam Haba. Every Jewish person has a chelik Olam Haba. What does that mean? Has a chelik where? What's Olam Haba? So the Yad Ramah explains, Olam Haba is the olam that's going to be after Tchias HaMesim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to return the neshamos into the bodies and people are going to live again. That's Olam Haba. The Rambam in Hilchos Shuvah, Paraches Halach Ches, no. He says, no, Olam Haba means the olam HaNeshamos. It's the olam that exists right now, where all the neshamos that are no longer on this world, where they are. It doesn't mean, Haba does not mean a place that does not exist right now. Right now it also exists. But we're not there yet, and that's why it's called Olam Haba. From the perspective of the living, it is what's in our future, but it's not what's in our present, and that's why it's called Olam Haba. Okay, so that's a machlokus. We'll see which way the Gemara is mashma. So Kol Yisrael Yeshem Chelik Olam Haba Shenemar. How do I know that everyone is Chelik Olam Haba? Because the pasuk says Vameich Kulam Tzadikim Li Olam Yirshu Aretz. So Aretz means Olam Haba, and why are they going to be Yorish Aretz? Why are they going to get Olam Haba? That which I've planted, they're going to enjoy. Meaning the nation that I've chosen will get glory. The tzaddikim and the good people will get glory and will come to Olam Haba through this thing that I've planted, this place that I've prepared for them. But here's the main point. Ve'elu she'en lem chelik olam haba. The following are people that do not have a chelik olam haba. Homer ain't tchias hamesim min haTorah. First category of people, before we get to the individuals, is someone who says that ain't tchias hamesim min haTorah. So Rashi writes, ain't tchias hamesim min haTorah, she'kofer min bedrashim dashin v'gemar l'kamar minayin tchias hamesim min haTorah, va'afilu ye'emode umamin she'yichyu hamesim ala delora mizabo reisa koferu. Wow. Rashi says, we're not talking about someone who denies tchias hamesim. Someone agrees there is a tchias hamesim. He just doesn't think it's in the Torah. He thinks that it's a Torah Shebal Peh. He thinks it's something that there's no remez in the Torah to tchias hamesim. So basically, he doesn't hold of the rest of today's daf, where we're going to show where we see in Tanakh the concept of tchias hamesim. And that's enough to cost him Olam Haba. The Be'er Sheva has a whole arichos where it brings many rayos that it does not mean that. That ain't tchias hamesim in the Torah means that a person thinks that there is no tchias hamesim. But if a person's modeb tchias hamesim, even if he thinks it's not merumas in the Torah, he is not a kofer. And therefore the Be'er Sheva says, al kein omer ani shelo yatsu dvarum elu mipi kadosh Rashi ele eze talmud Torah pirish kein. There's no way Rashi said this. It must be some talmud Torah who didn't understand shir that day, and he was writing notes, and this is what he thought. But there's no way that a person who admits to tchias hamesim is going to lose his chelek in Olam Haba. In the Tuktukei Sofrim, he says it seems that if someone who's familiar with the lashonos of Rashi, and how Rashi is so precise and he's so on point throughout all of Shas, that Perichelek is not Rashi. That whatever the commentary is in Perichelek, we'll put this on the list of places in Shas where it doesn't seem to be Rashi. He says Aval Ma Esa, because the Yad Rama throughout the entire parak keeps quoting Rashi, and he's quoting from this Rashi. So he assumes he keeps quoting that Rabbeinu Shlomo Piresh, and he's talking about Rashi, obviously. So who it is, we're not sure, but maybe it is Rashi, maybe it's not. Okay, so the first one, Seinam Chiluk Olam Haba, is Ein Tchis HaMesim Min HaTorah. Second, Ein Torah Min HaShemayim. Someone who says there's no Torah Min HaShemayim. Third, Vapikores. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Af HaKori B'Svar Mechitzonim. Even someone who reads the Sifrei Minim, the Svarim of Apikorsim. Va'aloche Shalom Makov Yomer. Someone who says a psukim over an illness, and he says the pasuk called Machla Shasabti B'Tzayim Lo'asu Melecha Ki Ani Hashem Rofecha, that that's the way he tries to cure people, utilizing psukim. Also in the Chelik Olam Haba, the Rambam writes Vuchsavod Chavim that Halochi Shalemakov V'Kori Pasuk Min HaTorah Hein Bechlal Akof from BeTorah. That's considered Kfira BeTorah. Why? Sheinos and Divrei Torah Rufos Guf. That they're turning the Torah into a refuah, into some sort of physical refuah. The Torah is refuah nefashos, it's not a refuah saguf. Abishal Omer Afahogas Shem Bels Yosef. Abishal says even someone who pronounces the 42 letter Shem Hashem with the spelling it out, pronouncing all the letters of the 42 letter Shem Hashem, that also is a person saying them chelik olam haba. So those are categories of people. Now specific people: shlosha malachim va'arba'a hediotos. There are three kings and four non-kings, regular people, ein lam chelik olam haba, that do not have a chelik in olam haba. Shlosha malachim, the three kings are Yeravam ben Nevat, who was Melech Yisrael. He was ruled over the Ten Shvatim at the time that Rechavam ben Shlomo was ruling over Yehuda, and he was Machtias Arabim. He set up an Egel, for people to worship, because he didn't want anyone being Olah L'Regel to go to the Beis HaMikdash, because if you're Olah L'Regel to go to the Beis HaMikdash, you're going to see that Ein Yeshiva Ba'azara El Malchus Beis David Bilvad, that Rechavam gets to sit in the Azara. Yeravam would not be allowed to sit in the Azara, so it would call into question the whole legitimacy of his Malchus. He didn't need that. He didn't want people seeing that. So he set up an alternate place of worship with golden calves for people to worship, because that never turned bad for us in the past. So he decided, so that Yeravim Zain lo chelik lo maba. Achav, who was also a Melech Yisrael, who did hara be'inei Hashem more than all the evil kings that preceded him, and his story appears in Malachim Aleph. We just had golden calves in this past week's parsha. That's a daf yomi coincidence. We just had Achav in this past week's haftarah, so that's a daf yomi coincidence. And Menashe, Menashe ben Chizkiyo, who's Melech Yehuda, also did hara be'inei Hashem. His story appears in Sefer Malachim Beis. Also in the Chelik Olam Haba, he was a min. He said that there's no God, and he killed a lot of people, a lot of terrible, terrible things that Menashe had done. This Mishnah, as Rav Yisrael Reisman says, this Mishnah is what got him to learn Navi, because when he was in high school, he was learning very late night Seder on Thursday night. He had a Seder, and they started Perich in Sanhedrin, so he started Perich Helik, and he's like, I don't know who these people are. Who's Yeravam? Who's Achav? I've never heard of these people. I heard of Menashe, because he's one of the Shvatim, but I mean, he's one of Yosef's sons, but I can't figure out why he doesn't have a Helik in Olam Haba. So he said he went to ask Rabbi Belsky. So the Chronicle of Rabbi Belsky's like, you're kidding, right? he's like, I'm not kidding. So that's what got him turned on to learning Navi. So Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Menashe yesh al chelik al maba. Rabbi Yehuda says, Menashe does have a chelik in al maba. Shenemar, because the pasuk says, Vayispad lo v'yishma t'chinoso, v'yishivei Yerushalayim l'malchuso. That Menashe did tshuva at the end, and he davened HaKadosh Baruch Hu to listen to his tefillah, and he returned him back to his malchus. So Amlo, the Chum said, that's the raya that he doesn't have a chelik in olam haba, because what does it say that he returned him back to his malchus? The malchus yeshiva, v'lo l'chay olam haba yeshivu. He gave him, he returned him back to his malchus, but not chay olam haba. And arba hediotos, there are four hediotos that are in them chelik olam haba. Bilam from the Chumash, we know. V'doig ha'adomi, who was the advisor of Shaul HaMelech, and he killed the Kohanim of the city of Nov, Ira Kohanim, at the time that David was running away from Shaul, and they accused the people of Nov for harboring the criminal, for protecting David. So Doeg Adami v'Achitofel, and Achitofel, who was a Yoetz of David HaMelech, and he joined Avshalom's rebellion against David HaMelech. He was a tremendous Bal Eitza. He knew that the rebellion was going to fail once Avshalom stopped listening to him, and that's when he knew it was all over for him. V'Gehazi, and Gehazi was a Talmud of Elisha. We'll see how he was Machtias HaRabim, and he was Mevazel Talmid HaChachamim. So Gehazi also Zein L'Chel Gol Mabah. So V'Kol Kach Lama, why is the onesh of someone who says Ein Tchis HaMesim Min HaTorah so great that he doesn't even have a chelik l'olam haba? So the Marsha is bothered by this kasha. It's pretty bad, right? Meaning if a person thinks Ein Tchis HaMesim Min HaTorah, that seems bad enough. So he says, no, why is it the first one listed in the Mishnah? That's what the Marsha understands. Why is it before someone who says Ein Tomer Min HaShemayim, someone before not be Koras? So that's what the Gemara is asking. So Tana, who kafar b'tchias ha-mesim, l'fichach lo yelo chelek b'tchias ha-mesim. Since he was kafar b'tchias ha-mesim, he's not going to have a chelek in tchias ha-mesim. Shekalmi dosu shekodesh baruch hu, mida k'negan mida. Because that's why Hashem operates. Everything works. Mida k'negan mida. That's how Hashem punishes. How do I know Hashem punishes mida k'negan mida? Well, we could demonstrate that. Dom Rabbi Shor Baruch Meir Yom Rabbi Yonasan, minayin shekalmi dosu shekodesh baruch hu, mida k'negan mida, shenemar, because the pasuk says, by the famine that happened during the time of Elisha in Shomron, when the Melech Aram besieged the area of Shomron, Vayomer Elisha Shimu Dvar Hashem Keis Machar Sa Solus B'Shekel V'Sasayim Sorim B'Shekel B'Shar Shomron. You can find in the markets of Shomron that food is going to be extremely cheap tomorrow. There was a famine; no one had anything to eat. It seemed so unlikely. Uksiv, and the pasuk says Vayana Shlish Asher Nishon Al Yado Esish Elokim Vayomer Hine Hashem Osa Arubos B'Shemayim Ayya Dover Azeh Vayomer Chara Beinecho Mishom Lo Sochel. That the Melech would lean on said, even if Hashem opened up the windows of heaven and just poured down food, that would never happen. It just can't be that there's going to be such a quick turnaround. And Elisha said, because you don't believe in it, you're not going to benefit from it. Uksiv v'yilokei v'yirmusosah b'shar v'yamos, that he was trampled by people chasing, running to the market to buy this food that was available for so cheap, and he never got to benefit from it. This fellow was killed. V'dilma killas Elisha garmalei. How do you know that that's because Hashem punishes me to connect mida? Maybe it's because Elisha had been makalel him. After all, Dam Ravi Dam Rav killas chacham afilu alchinami ba'a. When a chacham is makalel, even if it's if it's alchinam, even if what he was makalel about, you didn't violate what he had said you need to violate in order to receive the klala, it still comes about. So how do you know it's about me to connect mida? Because im kein lichtov kra vayir mesuhu vayamos. My bashar. Why does it emphasize that it was bashar? Aliske shar. It's because he was kofar b'divrei navi by saying that there's no way the prices are going to be so cheap. So now the Gemara gets into the conversation of Tchias HaMesim. Minayin Tchias HaMesim in the Torah. How do I know Tchias HaMesim is in the Torah? Shenemar, because the pasuk says when it talks about Trumas Meiser, that the Levim have to give from their Meiser Rishon a Trumas Meiser to a Kohen. It says, Unasatim menu as Trumas Hashem la'aron ha-Kohen. V'chi Aron li'olam kayam? Is Aron going to be around forever? By the time they started giving Truma, there was no Aron ha-Kohen anymore. Shen osan l'Truma, they gave him Truma? Ela melayim in No, it's going to be that Aaron HaKohen is going to come alive again, and then they're going to be able to give him Truma. Mikan Tchias HaMesim HaTorah. Therefore, you see Tchias HaMesim. Tvei Rabbi Shmuel Tana La Aaron Ki Aaron Ma Aaron Chaver Af Bar of Chaverim. No, the Aaron doesn't mean that you literally give to Aaron. It means you give to a Kohen who's qualified as a Talmud Chacham, just as Aaron was qualified as a Talmud Chacham. You shouldn't give to a Kohen Amaretz. Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani Amar Rabbi Yonasan Minay. How do I know you should not give truma to a kohen amaretz? Shenemar, because the pasuk says ve'yom alam liyosh Yerushalayim laseis menas leman yachzuku b'toras Hashem. Chizkiyahu HaMelech told the Jewish people who lived in Yerushalayim to give the matnas kuna to kohanim and leviim so that they'll be able to learn Torah. Kol ha-machzik b'toras Hashem yesh lemenas. Shein ha-machzik b'toras Hashem ein lemenas. Only give it to them if they're machzik b'toras Hashem. If they're not machzik b'toras Hashem, don't give it to them. Amar Rav Acha bar Adam Rav Yehuda kol nosin truma l'kohen amaretz. If you give your truma to a kohen hamaretz kilu noson lefnei ari, it's like you're giving it in front of to a lion. What, in what sense is it like a lion? Ma'ari savik doris v'yochel savik einu doris v'yochel. Just like a lion, it's unpredictable whether he's going to pounce on the meat and eat it right away, or he's going to save it for later. Af kohen hamaretz savik ochel b'taris savik ochel b'tuma. So too, you give your truma to a kohen hamaretz, you don't know what he's going to do with it. You don't know if he's going to eat it b'taris as he should, or he's going to eat it b'tuma. Rabbi Yochanan af gorm lamisa, you're going to be the cause of this amaretz's death. Shenemar umesu boki chaluhu, because it the Torah, when it talks about eating truma betara, it says v'shomrus mishmarti v'lo yisu alav chet umesu boki chalulu, that if you don't eat a betara, you're going to be chayv misa. Whose fault is it? The person that gave him the truma. Tiver Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Tana af mesiu avon ashma, you cause the amaretz to have a lot of averos. Shenemar v'yisiu sam avon ashma ba'achlam es kodsheyem. So they're going to get all these averos for eating this the truma when they're betuma. Tanya Rabbi Shemaya Omer Minayin L'Tchias HaMeis Min HaTorah. So one source of Tchias HaMeis Min HaTorah is the Torah telling us that you're going to give Truma to Aaron, assuming that it doesn't just mean to a Talmud Chacham. Another source of Tchias HaMeis Min HaTorah, Shenemar, because the Pasuk says that in the Nevua that was said to Moshe Rabbeinu, V'gama kimosi es brisi itam laseis lahem es eretz kenan. Lachem lo ne'emar, it doesn't say that lachem, that Hashem was mekayim the avtacha to the avos by giving their children eretz Canaan, elo lahem, that Hashem is going to give the avos themselves. Mikan tchias hamesim in the Torah. So it must be that it's going to be a tchias hamesim, and the avos themselves are going to receive eretz Yisrael. So now we have further conversations. Tzedek gam geshem kam. That's the simon of the people who ask the various chachamim about. About Tchias HaMesim. Shalom Minim Sermon Gamliel, Minayin Shekhanosh Baruch Hu Mechayim Mesim. The Minim asked Sermon Gamliel, how do I know that Hashem is Mechayim Mesim? Amalem Gamliel says, Minatar Minavim and Ksuvim, Velo Kiblu Menu. I'll bring you a raya from Torah, from Nevim, from Ksuvim. Tzedukim didn't accept any of the rayas though. Minatarah, Dichsev, Yom Hashem al Moshe, Incha Shochiv, Mavasecha, Vikam. That Hashem says to Moshe, you're going to lie with your fathers and you will get up. So you see Tchias HaMesim. Amalem, they said back, no, you got to read the end of the pasuk. Vidilma, Vikama Amazem, Vizana. No, the Vikam is going on the next phrase. Vikama Amazem, Vizana Achrei Elohei Nechar Aretz, that these people are going to get up and they're going to go do Avodah Zarah. So, Mina Nevi'im, where can I show it to you from Nevi'im? The Chesiv Pasuk in the verse Yeshayah about Lassa Lovel says, Yichyu Mesecha, that your Mason will live, Neve Lassa Yukumun, and even the Nefelim are going to get up. Hikitsu Veron Nushoch Neofar, those who are dead are going to wake up and they're going to sing, Kital Oros Talecha, because the Tal of Torah and Mitzvos is going to be the dew that is that livens up the dead. The Eretz Rufayim Tapil, and the land is going to excrete those who Mason that are buried in it. So you see Beferish Chesam Mason. So it says Mark, yeah, you see Beferish Chesam Mason, but the Tzukim responded Vidul Mason Shechiyah Cheskel. Maybe that's not about a broad Chesam Mason. Maybe that's just a reference to the Mason that Yecheskel was Mechaya. That was a one-time event. Minaksuvim, where do we find in the Chesuvim, the Chesivim, Shir Hashirim, v'chikech kayayin hatov, holich l'dodi l'meisharim, dovev sifse yeshenim. So yeshenim is a reference to mesim, because they're yeshenei afar, and when it says dovev sifse yeshenim, you see that they're going to speak again. How are they going to speak if they're not alive? So it says more, v'dil m'rchoshe m'rachshan suvase bialma. No, maybe it means that even as they're dead, their lips will move. And that shouldn't even be such a foreign idea to us, to believing Jews. Forget about the tzedukim. We also believe that dead people sometimes their lips move. Rabbi Yochanan, Dom Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Shemini Yotzadak. Kol mi shenemra halacha b'shmo b'olam hazeh. Anyone who halacha is said over in his name in olam hazeh, sifsos adovos b'kever, shenemra dovi sifsay shenim. His lips will move in the kever. Adcha amar lahem mikrazeh. Until he came to them with the following pasuk, Moshe Rabbeinu said to Klal Yisrael, man yibri yimechem yimechem al domash shenishva Hashem la'vaseichem la'seis lahem. Lachem lo nemar. It doesn't say lachem, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu swore to the forefathers to give Eretz Yisrael to their children, Elolahem. The Shavuah was the day themselves. So obviously, if the Avos are themselves going to receive Eretz Yisrael, they're going to have to come back to life. And some say that Gamliel brought a raya from a different pasuk. Obviously, you're all alive today. That's how we're having this conversation. even on the day that everyone else is dead, you're going to be alive. Ma yom kulcham kayam nafle al maba kulcham kayam. Just like today, you're all alive. You're going to be alive after death as well, because there's going to be a tchias amesim. Shalu romiyim es Rabbi Shubin Chanani minayin l'shakodesh baruch hu mechayim amesim. The Romans wanted to know where we see tchias amesim. The odeh mashas lios, and they wanted to know how we know that Hashem could see the future. So amalu travayu min hamikra zeh. It's all in one pasuk. So you see that you're going to get up, that you're going to lie with your fathers, and you're going to get up. There's going to be tchias amesim, and then Hashem predicts a violation of avodah zarah. So that's predicting the future. So says v'dilma v'kam hamazeh v'zana. So, but how do you know that's tchias amesim? Maybe the word v'kam goes on the second half of the pasuk, like we said earlier. Okay, so even if you don't accept the first half, but at least accept the second half, where I said that Hashem could tell the future, that Hashem knows what is going to be. The same pasuk. Tanya, I was able to prove that the minim are incorrect. They said, you changed your Torah, and therefore you have nothing. You say there's no tchias ames min haTorah, but Arayu Omer, hikaris tikaris nefesh hiya avona ba. Hikaris tikaris. Why the double lashon? Bolam hazeh. I'm sorry. The double lashon tells you bolam hazeh avona ba the emas. Love the olam haba. Avona ba tells you that after tchias amesim, you're not going to be around anymore, because for you there's not going to be tchias amesim, but for everybody else there's going to be. Amalei Rav Papa Labai v'lemi l'travay mehikaris tikaris. Why couldn't he say that it's the double expression itself that teaches us about Olam Haba? So Inu Avram Le Dibratorah Kolishon Bnei Adam. They would just respond that Dibratorah Kolishon Bnei Adam. Ketanai Hikaris Tikaris Hikaris Bal Mazet Tikaris Olam Haba. Div Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva actually darshins the double expression. Amal Rabbi Shmuel V'Alok Far Nemer As Hashem Hu Megadev V'Nichrisa V'Chishlosha Olamim Yesh. Are there three Olamim? So Ella Nichrisa Bal Mazet Hikaris Olam Haba Hikaris Tikaris Dibratorah Kolishon Bnei Adam. That the double expression just is kolishon bnei adam. Ben Rabbi Shmuel, Ben Rabbi Kiva, avona ba my avdi bay. What do they do with the phrase avona ba? L'chadetanya yachla filu asa tshuva. You might think that someone who's over avodah zarah and does tshuva, that he doesn't have tchias amesim, that he's also chayv kares. Tamalomar avona ba lo amarti abuzman shavona ba. That it's so long as you still are sticking to the avera, but once you do tshuva, you're not going to be chayv kares anymore. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll continue the conversations about tchias amesim.